This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Uh-oh, we're back again on a Hertz day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Oh, Ike. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, Spike Lee. I'm doing pretty good, brother. I mean, it's Friday Eve. I mean, the weekend is just around the corner for us, right? Just to get us back to Monday. I'm feeling good. It's a big sports weekend in the country, if you hadn't heard about it. Jackie Baseball, still got about another week, brother. One more week and opening day. Opening day next Thursday. How about that? How about you, boy?
One more week until we work from about 2 to 3.
Oh, is that? Oh, right. It's early game.
Oh, it's a day game?
It's 4 o'clock, 4:05.
Oh, all right. And we'll be down there, right?
It's no, home. It's in Washington.
Oh, it's in Washington.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, I don't mind that at all.
Oh, yeah, it don't even matter. Yeah, you just basically said we get to watch the game.
A little
yeah,
kick I mean, your feet up
right.
Action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. Don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all.
Don't hate it. Happy to be here.
Oh, well, do I have enough time to? Man, I can't wait till I move down here. I don't have to do the math.
Yeah.
If I get out of here right away, then okay. All right. Well, a big show for you, as always. I mean, it's always a big show. By the way, we will debut the new Eagles Insider of the Year odds for the 2026 award. Bowens, again, congratulations, Elliott Shore Parks, for winning the inaugural award yesterday. We will see what his odds are and everyone else. That'll come up later in the show. But I actually drove home last night. This is a rare occasion, and it's nothing against our boy Jack. I just don't need any more Jack after I leave. But I listened.
Fritz is an idiot.
It's the truth. I listened to Fritz at 6 last night. It was a good show. Good little hour there.
Yeah.
And
a slice enjoyable riding, though.
Yeah,
just easy listening.
Like, yeah.
B101 of sports talk radio.
Yes, that's what some people are calling it, except for the couple of people who were furious at you. But so Jack's topic last night, it was an interesting one. He said, do you wish the Super Bowl was closer? If you could be assured that the Eagles would win, do you wish it was closer? And it got me to thinking, because it touched on something I've been feeling, in that this Super Bowl, the good feeling about this Super Bowl is already past for me. It's completely gone. I'm just thinking about next year. And I was comparing it to the 2017 Super Bowl, and the hangover for that for me lasted, I mean, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months. It went on and on and on. That good feeling felt forever. I just kept saying to myself, I can't believe we won the Super Bowl. I can't believe we won the Super Bowl. I've been trying to figure out why I felt that way about 2017. I don't feel that way about this one. And, you know, first I thought, well, maybe it was because it was the first one. You know, it was the first Super Bowl. Maybe that's why. And then Jack said that thing last night. Maybe it was because the 2017 Super Bowl was so much closer and there was so much more drama. Maybe that's why it was.
Well, that definitely plays a part in it.
Right?
I mean, right? I mean, it has to.
So, like, for me, it's almost like they say, no, I'm not a drugsman or whatever.
I don't sell drugs to children.
But what they say about, like, a hard drug sometimes is that you do it the first time. It feels amazing. And then you spend the rest of your life chasing the high.
Chasing the first one.
And I feel like that's what I'm doing with the Super Bowl. I almost think we could win three straight Super Bowls, and it wouldn't be the same high as winning that first one in 2017. So for me, like the 2017 Super Bowl, I still feel closer to. I feel like it meant more to me. And the lasting effect was so much longer. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if there's a clear-cut answer for me there. I guess I'd have to sort of work my way through it. First, to Jack's topics last night about the close game versus the blowout, I totally get where it was coming from. If you're guaranteeing me that the Eagles are going to win, then of course I want a closer game. I mean, for me,
hanging on the edge of your seat, that's sports.
If you're a football fan, you like exciting games, and if we come down to the wire in a last second, whether it's field goal or touchdown, and again, we're guaranteed to win the game. Yeah, I take a close game over a blowout. But I understand those that enjoy the dominant game against Kansas City.
Man, sort of the easy, smooth.
Yeah, I totally get that. So let me get to your point now about which championship do I feel more of a connection to?
The 2017 one just felt better. It lasted longer. I felt more joyous. I didn't even care whether they won a Super. You know how we always used to say, if we win one, we could lose for 10 straight years. That is how I really, really felt. But I'm already thinking about, well, what if we don't win next year? What if we don't win the year after that? I'm already on to the next one. So I guess I'm just at the 2017 just felt closer to me, felt like it meant more. I don't know what it is, but
it definitely, I could see it meaning more for sure. I'm in that category with you. If you're saying more meaningful, I'd go with 17. It's your first one,
right?
The fashion in which they won the game, how they got to the game, right? All of that.
It's like a storybook, 2017.
Yeah, I totally get that. But I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel more connected to this one.
Really?
Yeah. And here's why. Here's why. I felt the connection to that 2022 team that lost. That was a team that I didn't expect to be as good as they were. And that was the year Jalen sort of won me over as a fan of his, right? Him, the way he played that year from beginning to the end. His year that year was like 180 degrees from what we saw this year. It was completely different than what we saw this year from him. So I became more of a fan of his that year, which means, and AJ came that year. Like, they started to look like a team that you could grow with and be excited for. And then they lost that Super Bowl in heartbreaking fashion in a game I thought they outplayed the Kansas City Chiefs. I got a chance to go experience down times with them as well.
It's like more of a journey.
Yeah, and the end of the 2023 season, and then getting back to where they did last year, the beginning of the season, Nick Sirianni, his situation, coming out of the bye week and then going on the run that they went on. Yeah, that's sort of where I'm at. This, I feel more connected to this team because I feel like I've been on the journey longer with this team.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I hear, and you know, to a certain extent, I haven't been on the same journey everybody else has been with this team.
Right.
Just because I wasn't here.
Sure, yeah.
I was watching
it. Makes sense, yes.
But I didn't get to experience it with everybody else. To me, I feel more connected to the 2017 team. 215-592-9494. Now, I must remind you, and I didn't say this at first. Jack just reminded me, it is a Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah.
So you have to tell the truth as to which one you feel. No one's going to doubt your credibility as an Eagles fan.
Yeah,
if you
don't need to pound your chest.
Other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
check this out.
Yeah.
When did we ever think that we have
two Super Bowls to talk about?
Choose from.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's
how good we're living right now.
Well, that hit me 2 days ago when we were talking about Brandon Graham being a two-time Super Bowl champion, and it was just with us, you know? 215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl win do you feel more connected to, 2017 or 2024? And it is a Tell the Truth Thursday. Now, Jack, you have to tell the truth. Which one? because you had a conflict in 17 too.
Wasn't a Folesman,
right? Because you're a Wentzman.
Seems like I have an issue with most quarterbacks.
Yep.
That only win Super Bowls in this town.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think this team's much better, more sustainable. Right. I mean, like this could be a run here for a while, but it will always be 17. I didn't cry when they won this year. I mean, I cried when they won in 17. I actually would be curious.
I did too, actually.
I would be
I
curious. I think a lot of if you didn't cry when they won in 17, I don't think you're a real Eagles fan. Just being completely honest.
There it is. Gatekeeping
there
again.
There's no way.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't make you any less of a tough guy.
I shed tears. I didn't cry.
I welled up in 17.
Yes.
I would never cry. I did cry in 11 when the Phillies lost, but I was in high school. There was no tears shed with this team. You know, they were just like, they're just dominant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's hard to recreate what the 17 team did. So for me, I think it'll always be 17.
All right. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. And on Tell the Truth Thursday, we do have a next question. We want to talk to you about which Super Bowl you feel more connected to. But had he not passed away, today would have been Mr. Rogers' birthday. And Mr. Rogers had a very signature look, right? He had the sweater, the little cardigan or whatever, and the little shoes and the khakis. So for today, who has a signature look? A famous person with a signature look. Jack, do you want to start us off with something that's wrong?
Yeah, again, so I've had horrible answers for next question.
Yeah, for about a week now.
Might as well keep it rolling here. The first one that came to mind was Belichick in the hoodie.
I mean, I think that's a good one.
That's actually the best answer you've had all week.
Yeah, that's
all right.
That's actually a really good answer, Belichick.
Heating up right on time.
Yeah,
yep, heating up.
That's not a horrible answer.
I liked when it was hot out and he cut the sleeves off.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When somebody has a signature look, you can just see the silhouette of it and know what it is. And Belichick with the hoodie, I mean, they call him the hoodie. So, Ike, someone with a signature look?
Wow. And I had one in that profession that I was going to go with, but Jack went with a football coach, so I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to go with Michael Jackson.
Oh, of course,
I got to go with MJ with the glove, the juice in the hair, you know, the shiny outfits.
You're talking about Thriller era Michael Jackson. I actually had, do you remember, the red leather jacket from Thriller with the black V on it?
Yes, sir.
I had one of those things.
Yes, sir. Believe me, I had the fake one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, mine wasn't really leather. It was plastic or whatever it was.
I had the fake one, I have. My mom's got me the fake one.
So I'm going music, too, and my signature look is none other than Flavor Flav.
I wasn't expecting you to go Flavor.
The backwards, sideways hat and the big clock.
The clock, that's all you need.
Again, you don't even need to see the face. You know whose look that is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which Super Bowl do you feel more connected to, 2017 or 2024? Next question today, in honor of Mr. Rogers' birthday, give us somebody
Mr.
who
Rogers.
Has a signature
By the way,
look.
Come on, man.
What?
I'm just saying, Mr. Rogers. I can't believe I used to watch Mr. Rogers.
Yes. Signature look.
Yes. Put on those damn shoes.
Yeah.
We called them buddies.
Buddies?
Yes. That's like the Bobo shoes.
Oh, yes. He wasn't wearing J's.
Right.
He's a Kedsman.
He's a Kedsman. Yeah, for sure.
215-592-9494. Corey and Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
First of all, you know, I just want to start off by thanking my fans, you know, whoever it was that gave me my vote.
One-third place vote, yep.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm about to do my, you know, I was riding for E yesterday, but I'm John Cena now. I'm going heel. Next year, you know, I don't know what my odds are, plus 2,200, plus 3,000, whatever. Hey, put your bets in right now because it's going to be my year. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, you're calling your shot.
I called my source yesterday. I said, hey, man, I need you to put in the double time this year.
Wow, what did Spike say?
Spike was playing my name. You know, we got part-time Amnesia Ike over here. You know what I'm saying? So I had to text Jack last night because I got to start putting my stuff in writing. Because, y'all talking about Beckman. I remember I was the first person to say Josh went to the Cardinals, but that didn't give me no points. But y'all
that may have gotten you your only vote.
That might have gotten you your vote, and maybe it did get you points.
I gave you credit for that one.
That's only McManus' only thing he did. That put him at number two.
No, that's not fair.
McManus had
he should have won.
Who was a bit? Who is a bigger free agent, Beckman or Sweat?
It's Beckman, but that's the first thing. But the second thing is that's not the only thing McManus did all year.
Listen, hey, yeah. Man, but look, so this year, I'm going to go ahead and put it out here right now. We on the air. Look, the Philadelphia Eagles this year, look.
Yeah, it's Beckman, man. Hold on, get this right first. You called him Beckman three times, man.
My
it's
bad,
Beckman.
My bad. Hey, hey, that's how forgettable he is, man. My bad.
I don't expect that out of court, honestly. Yeah.
Look, this year we taking an offensive tackle this year in the draft. Look, they got three tackles they really looking at. This going to be the year they want to get Lane's replacement. So I'm just saying, I'm putting that out there. Remember Elliott, you know, last year he was big on tackle. Don't let him try to come in.
D-lineman, Corey.
I said it for, okay, that's cool.
Are you saying first round?
Yeah.
I'm saying in the first round, they want to come out of there with an offensive tackle. That's
okay. All right.
Now let's move on to the topic of the day, Lo. So me, obviously, when we won in 2017, everybody was talking because, you know, they was putting up the memes up with the lollipop rings. How many licks did it take to get to the center? Tootsie Pop. Everybody was clowning us. So when we got that, we had bravado. You couldn't tell us nothing. We was like Kanye West. You can't tell me nothing. But I connected with this Super Bowl more, obviously, because, like, all the people that was the real Jalen Hurts riders, you know what I'm saying? Like, since day one, if you got a number two Hurts jersey, all the hate we was defending, you know, on the Twitter fight, the battling on air,
We connected. I don't see too many number two Jalen Hurts jerseys out there, though. Hey, I don't see too many of those.
I got one, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew from day one, I saw it with this dude. And I got a quarterback that looked like me, you know what I'm saying? That's just a personal thing. A quarterback that looked like me winning the Super Bowl for my team? Come on now. Like, I connected with this team so much. And this team was built of guys that we drafted. I know you got the A.J. Browns and the Saquons, but most of this team, 80% is drafted players? Like, this is a Philadelphia. That team was made of mostly of, like, you know, you got the core.
Mercenaries,
you know?
Yeah.
You got guys that came in, you know what I'm saying? The Ajayis, the Blunts, Torrey Smith, you know, Alshon, Malcolm Jenkins. They looked at Philly guys, but they was more free agency built. This is a team I connected with. And the ride, like Ike said, we should have really blew him out in 2022. You know what I'm saying? But Jonathan Gannon, you know, I don't know. He's on, you know, Javon Hargrave point-shaving watch after that game. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I connect with that team. That's all, you know, Jalen Hurts, baby. And that's all I got to say. I got to connect with 2022.
All right.
No surprise there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, the interesting thing about Foles, by the way, is we always talk about Foles coming in the way he did and winning the Super Bowl and having that run. Mm-hmm. I think one of the most interesting things about Foles, though, is that he was drafted here and did have a great year, the Chip Kelly year.
That's why it's a stronger connection with him.
And then went away and somehow was great here again. No, obviously no disrespect to you and the Hurts thing. I get it. I do think that the Foles thing, it does have like so many different levels of weirdness to it and almost mysticism.
We view him as an Eagle.
He's an Eagle.
Oh, no, he's an Eagle for sure. Yeah. I mean, Foles is an Eagle for sure. I will say this, though, you know, I don't want to throw no shots, but, you know, a lot of people used to, you know, pick at Hurts, you know, oh, we didn't beat this team. We didn't beat that nobody, all that. I want y'all to go back and look at that 2013 schedule. That's all. You know, just go look at who we played and then, you know, come back to me. That's all.
So who's got a signature look, Corey?
Oh, yo, I'm about to pander with this one. I'm about to pander with this one.
Okay.
A signature look, baby. AI, Allen, nobody was wearing cornrows in the league.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Was nobody doing that till he started that?
Yeah.
By the way, he changing, good call, Corey, him changing how everybody dressed in the NBA actually made David Stern come in and say, all right, everybody's got to wear a suit on the plane.
Made everybody dress, made everybody change the dress code.
Well, he's like, no, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You know you've really started a movement where they have to come up with rules to stop what you've already started. You know what I mean?
AI had the streets.
He did.
That's the one thing about when the younger Kobe did not have the streets.
No, he did not.
He did not.
But that
did
was
not.
Part of the Lower Merion thing. And even how he presented himself. And,
well, exactly. He was a cookie cutter, sort of wanted to be the perfect image. AI was, he represented the inner city.
Didn't Didn't Kobe have the sunglasses on his forehead at his his press conference when he said he was going pro at Lower Merion, I think? Yeah. He was like, he came off as rich kid or whatever, not like Iverson.
Yes. AI had been to jail and everything. You kidding me? Yeah. Remember that? AI was in jail.
Yes, they
had to get him out.
Yep.
So he can get to Georgetown. Yep. So, yeah, he had, AI was the... Yeah, the cornrows, signature look. You may even go tattoos. I know Dennis Rodman did tattoos, but AI sort of made it trendy.
Well, and he's...
Like Dennis did it first, but I think AI made it trendy.
He sort of like came off of... The Fab Five started the baggy stuff.
Yeah.
And then Allen Iverson was the evolution of what the Fab Five started, because everything on AI was enormous at that point, too.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl do you feel more connected to? Ike says 24. Jack and I with 2017. You never forget your first one. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Tell the Truth Thursday, man.
Happy Tell the Truth Thursday,
what's up, Chris?
Guys, so it's definitely 2017. That's without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, last year's Super Bowl, it's the Super Bowl that we all wished for and dreamed of, but we all knew that it wasn't reality. So, like, there's not as much substance to it because it does feel like a dream. I'm glad it happened. But 2017, guys, this fits real life, and that's why it matters so much. I mean, not the fact that it was the first one, but, again, nothing went as it was supposed to. I mean, like, the Bronco went down on his MVP run that year. And then in the Super Bowl, let's look at the narrative. I mean, we had David, Nick Foles versus Goliath and Tom Brady and the evil empire and all of that. And that's what made that one so special. And then the heroes that arose from it, our beloved BG, who just retired. Uh-huh. Making that epic play that will be ever burned in our brains and will be his play of his career. Uh-huh. I mean, 2017 was just so much more of a reality and parody to what life really is, and in the little guy overcoming the big mountain as how life really goes. It's never easy. There's always going to be a twist or bend in the road.
And you don't think this team had – hold on. This team came into the season. The head coach was under fire. They're coming off a collapse from 2023. We didn't know what the quarterback – was he overpaid? Is he really a franchise quarterback? Does he and the head coach get along? At week four, I sat here fielding calls, fending off people that wanted the head coach fired in week four. I mean, after the bye week. I mean, going into that bye week, they wanted the coach fired.
He basically never lost again.
Yeah. They wanted the coach fired.
But Ike, I mean, that's just it. For the most part, it was easy, and I agree with you.
Easy?
Listen, week six, I famously called into the midday show after we barely escaped the Cleveland game, and I did an Eagles chant to fire Nick Sirianni. So I'm not going to say it wasn't without its troubles, but Spike just hit it right on the head. We went on a run after that bye week. We only lost one game, and that's when Jalen was knocked out. From then on, it was basically a cakewalk. Now,
hold up. I'm trying to act like it was more of a cakewalk in 2017 playing a last place schedule than it was this year. You mean to tell me? Hold on.
Super Bowl was a cakewalk in 2017.
No, not the actual Super Bowl. I'm talking about getting through the season. And by the way, this was a more impressive postseason run than 2017. We beat Matt Ryan and Case Keenum to get to the Super Bowl.
And this regular season was much more impressive.
Yes.
No way.
What?
You mean to tell me? Listen, I love Wentz. Wentz season goes behind what Saquon did this year.
Listen, hey, I put Saquon on Mount Rushmore, and I'm not biased.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's disgusting.
So, I mean,
yeah. Come on.
I mean, we are, Jack.
Yeah.
So, and Spike.
We are biased.
Listen, Ike, there's no way you could compare it to. We had a backup quarterback. A backup quarterback. That we had.
That's not the argument.
We had a backup quarterback who had made the Pro Bowl and had made multiple starts and started for other teams. Let's not act like we brought in Chase Daniel and he took us to the Super Bowl.
Whoa, no shot to Chase Daniel.
He made a lot of sense this year.
Compared to the quarterback that 2 years ago was
second or third in the MVP voting. He was supposed to be great. He had great receivers in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You can't compare that to Alshon. And Alshon can't hold a candle to A.J. Brown.
Sure.
And who was the number two receiver that year?
Torrey Smith.
It's not even close. And the running backs were Jay Ajayi with his bad knees and a hodgepodge.
That was the number one offense in the league, Chris, that year. Chris, that was the number one. That was the number one offense in the league that year.
Yes, because you said, like you said, the regular season they faced no one, so they put up fake numbers. Watch what happened to them when they got in the playoffs.
The most impressive win was the actual Super Bowl win.
We rolled Washington in the NFC title game.
Yeah,
we then rolled the team.
Rolling Washington, I think was a better team and had been playing better than Minnesota with Case Keenum.
Minnesota barely – how many games did they lose that year? Three or four games?
I don't know. I just know they were in an NFC championship game that year. I don't know how many games they lost that year.
They played them at home in temperature that was
– And we dominated them.
And we beat them. And we only beat them because a defensive player made a ridiculous defensive
– So are you arguing – so let me figure out what you're arguing. Are you arguing – because I can't argue which one is more meaningful to you. That's ridiculous. You have your own opinion when it comes to that. Are you trying to say that that team had a tougher road to get to the Super Bowl? They were a more impressive team? I don't know what you're trying to say versus this team.
I'm saying the story and the narrative – fit better than the dream come true.
Okay, sure. Yeah, the story was better. Okay, I won't argue that. I'm not arguing that the story wasn't better in 17. Of course, if the backup quarterback comes in and you win the Super Bowl, yeah, that's a great story. Yeah, I'm not arguing that facet of it. I think that's why that probably means a lot more to other people. My only thing is that I feel more connected to this team, and it's why it's more meaningful, because I've got to watch this team go on a 3-year journey to get to this point. Like, that team was one and done. That was a 1-year thing. It happened, and then it didn't happen again.
Yes, and as a guy who follows Philadelphia sports, what's usually what happens to us? We get kicked in the teeth. And the fact that year we were getting kicked in the teeth and we overcame it, we persevered over it.
Yeah.
Last year was great. I'm not dismissing it. But to me, it's 2017 because we finally won. Not only was the first one, but we got kicked in the teeth and we finally won.
Okay. Well, no, it is. It is. It is the first one. When did we get kicked in the teeth? When Carson got injured?
Carson got it too.
But what other time did we get kicked in the teeth?
The bodyguard went out.
Who's the bodyguard
walking into the Hall of Fame?
We lost Maragos.
Yeah, Maragos.
We got kicked in the teeth.
That cost the Eagles $42 million.
We got kicked in the teeth. We didn't get kicked in the teeth until Wentz went out. That's okay to admit.
It was the MVP quarterback.
I agree.
We know. Best quarterback in franchise history.
With you. Don't dismiss his talent. I know. You know.
All right. Chris, give us somebody with a signature look.
I got somebody with a signature look.
Okay. And,
come on with the obvious. Come on.
Spit it out.
Mr. T.
Oh, Mr. T's a great one.
Wow, you're going Mr. T.
That's a great one.
That's a great one, too.
Great
I was
one.
Not expecting that.
Mohawk, hoop earrings.
Of course, man. All,
you don't even need to see the face. You
no,
know who it is.
You just put the chains out there.
Yep, the chains as well.
Man, yeah.
All right. It is Tell the Truth Thursday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Which Super Bowl are you more connected to? 17 or this year? Coming up next, something happened in Cleveland might make you think of what could happen in Philadelphia. We will talk about that next. This is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, if you're going to do 230 90s or 230 grunge, you have to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, we got dissident... like five songs in the rotation.
Nah, come on.
You want more?
I sent you a ton of them.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a Spotify-sman.
Oh, my God.
Why the eye roll?
What's that?
Why the eye roll?
Well, I sent y'all. You should have just told me before I wasted my time
putting this playlist to you.
Forget it.
There's no waste of time.
Okay.
We're all on the same page here.
Okay.
I'm going to transfer it over to my site.
Okay. What do you use? Apple?
I use Amazon.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever. Transfer it over.
I'll get it. I'll get
it. All right. Okay.
You were thinking about that earlier today.
Were you? Okay. Twitter. I put a lot of work into that list for you.
No, I know. And you mental sweat.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. I feel like that should be the tagline for this show. That's what we are. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, what did people say? Which Super Bowl did you connect more with, this Super Bowl or the 2017 Super Bowl?
Now, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, there's probably a lot more listeners that will connect with 2017 because the older generation is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
They hold that one more near and dear to their heart. The younger generation seems to be more about the here and now.
Yes.
And because the first one was 8 years ago, and now these guys are old enough to appreciate this. I feel like their first Super Bowl came in 2022, and it was a loss. It was disappointing. Then you come back. What do the kids say? You got your lick back. You got your lick back.
Is that a thing that kids
say that?
Oh, get your lick back.
Oh, I never
remember the one
before.
Kid asked Jalen, is he going to get his lick back?
Nah.
I don't know what that means.
The Tootsie Pops?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do know what it means to get your lick back, right? If somebody hits you, to get your lick back.
Yeah, like Andy Boyle just
like hit him back.
Yeah.
Andy Boyle knocked you out, so you couldn't get your lick
back. Well, he's going to be in here at some point. I'm going to get my lick. He has no idea what's coming.
All right, so back to my point, what I was trying to make.
Sorry.
The younger generation may feel like the Eagles got their lick back
on
with
this one. Okay.
So all that to say...
It is Tell the Truth Thursday as well.
All that to say, I'm going to go 58% 17.
52% 17.
Ooh, close. See,
very close.
It's just a little 50-50
very
there.
Close.
Okay.
I thought there would be more recency bias. Every time we have a conversation about this Super Bowl, it's like, this was the best thing that ever happened. But I think when you really put people in the mental place of 2017, it was just a moment.
Well, that's why... It's a separate question, but to what Fritzy was talking about last night on his show, Fritz's Six, about would you prefer a blowout versus a close game as long as you were 100% assured the Eagles were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
The close game is the ones that become the more memorable games.
Right. Because the moments just etch themselves.
Yes, yes. And that's what you get with 2017. There are more memorable things that happen in that game.
Yep.
Then people, I guess, would because in this game, would you go with the Cooper Dejean?
It's just that
pick six
and the Hurts
and the dagger,
pass.
Right?
Yeah,
the dagger play.
Yep. 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. Which Super Bowl do you feel more connected to, 17 or this year? And next question today, in honor of Mr. Rogers' birthday, give us somebody famous with a signature look.
It's 215. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
215-592-9494. John and Mullica Hill, you're on WIP.
That's
what's
our
up, John?
That's our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
How are you? Hey, listen, two quick things real quick.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Joe Weckert on his retirement.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Goes well. Fantastic career for him. Also, Spike, be careful when Herb calls you guys, your station, for like the fourth time today.
Yeah.
He's gunning for you.
I heard. Yeah. I didn't hear the audio. We'll play it later.
Oh,
but
has he called multiple times today already?
All I know is that he called Joe and Hugh and apparently was taking a lot of shots at me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I guess he wasn't getting robbed blind by one of his girlfriends today. He had enough time to call up and rip me.
Let's get number. Yes, sir.
Back in the day.
What's that?
He wanted a job back in the day, and you wouldn't hire him.
I don't remember that at all, but yeah, I guess. And John, by the way, I'm moving to your neck of the woods. Any advice about Mullica Hill?
It's a beautiful area. Taxes are a little high, but people are awesome and friendly. I've been there 18 years now.
All right, cool.
Couldn't say a bad thing about it.
Great. So which Super Bowl?
So I definitely was telling Jack that as much as I loved this Super Bowl and loved relaxing and not having to worry about it, loved the blowout, definitely 17, just because it was the first, and I'm an old guy, like Ike said. But his point was correct, because my sons really love Jalen Hurts and take this to this team, and they absolutely were devastated when we lost in 22. You know, it just wasn't fair. We should have won, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as we won this one, I think they felt more vindicated and felt a lot better with it. So,
well, I think, I think Ike's point about people living with this team a little bit longer than the 17 team, they're really, how it happened, the stories are very opposite, right? And we expect this team to be good moving forward.
Hell yeah, we want a repeat.
But this team, getting there, getting knocked down, getting there again, and actually winning it. And there is a similarity in the opponent in that both are all-time teams. However, the Patriots team, I don't think Andy and Patrick Mahomes are going to hate Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni forever. I feel like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are like, can't believe they got beat by those idiots. You know what
Peterson
I mean?
And Nick Foles.
Yeah,
I'm not the smartest guy.
Bill Belichick is sitting somewhere and go, how did that doofus?
I will have something on my face for sure.
And then Brady looking at Nick Foles and going, yes, I got outgunned by this backup quarterback.
What do you think Eagles fans felt like they got more screwed in? The 04 Super Bowl or 2022?
Ooh. Oh, I feel like the 04 screw job has worn off a little
bit. But at the time, though.
At the time, it was legit
cheating. It was just a bad call in the 22 Super Bowl.
Well, and there was the grass.
And the sod father who got a ring for the Chiefs, yeah.
John, give us somebody with a signature look.
Well, definitely, I'm going to go with the world of music, and I'm going to say ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Another signature look.
Yeah,
yes.
A hat and a beard. Are you kidding me? Yes, absolutely. Yes. You know, everyone in South Jersey keeps telling me about the taxes. I invite everyone to move to North Jersey for a year.
Say we don't know, huh?
Yeah, South Jersey taxes are like, it's like free. It's like basically free.
Really?
Compared to where I am?
Yeah.
Yes, it's like, wow. Yeah, where I am, I feel like I'm getting a raise moving to South Jersey. Yeah, I would not. Yeah, they're not. So I understand the taxes are high compared to
where we
like
are,
PA,
to where we are, yes.
Yeah, but but not compared to North Jersey. 215-592-9494. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. Which Super Bowl are you more connected to, 2017 or 20 or this year? Jack, why don't you tell people where they should be connected to get their appliances?
Well, and Spike, you know this.
I do.
Yeah, like intimately, you know where you have to go for your appliances.
I was talking to a guy over there today.
Were you?
Yeah, I'm swimming my way in there.
Great news. You don't want to phone me in on that phone call?
Shout out your own dad.
You didn't want to go a little freeway action?
I got the cell number now. Yep.
Wow, everyone's got the cell number. This is going great. Yep. Either way, you know that you have to get to National Appliance Warehouse to fill all of your appliance needs. And why is that? Listen, I've been talking about National Appliance Warehouse for over a year now. If you haven't experienced it for yourself, get down there today and experience what I'm talking about. One, you're going to get the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also, tax-free Delaware, and also they always have great savings events going on at National Appliance Warehouse. Also, you're going to get the right appliance. The most important part, over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget in their 15,000 square foot showroom. Also, installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. And on top of all that, you're going to get a great experience. Mark Stamackin truly believes in building a great culture at National Appliance Warehouse. You walk in there, you feel like a part of their family. They're also knowledgeable, too. They're not just friendly. They're also smart.
They know everything.
Exactly. Visit National
Appliance. If you need the details, come to me.
Just tell them Spike sent you. Tell them Spike sent you. Visit NationalAppliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today and tell them Fritz sent you.
Okay, so a little bit of controversy happening in Cleveland right now as the owners of the Cleveland Browns have proposed a new stadium and a whole area there in Cleveland. Now, the city seems like they are not super thrilled about it, but the biggest note here is that the Cleveland Browns want to build a dome in Cleveland. And this is on the heels of our conversations here about Jeffrey Lurie potentially wanting to build a dome. And the advantage to an ownership about having a dome for a football stadium is when you have a football stadium, you have, 10 games. You know, you spend billions of dollars, you have 10 games, maybe you have three concerts, maybe a soccer match or something, but the other 330 days of the year, the entire thing is getting wasted. So just more revenue opportunities. So if they get a dome there, I beg the Eagles that if they do this, make it retractable and let us keep the roof open if there's not bad weather. That's all I want. That's all I want. I want fall Sundays to be able to feel the crisp 46 degree, smell the air.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time I go to a dome for a football game, I feel like it's a game in a mall. It just doesn't seem, it doesn't feel like a football game to me without sure. the air football outside.
Football's meant to be played outside, Spike.
I think so.
I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
The elements, the weather, that's supposed to be a part of the game.
Yep.
And for the first time, I feel like I might be on the wrong side of this argument with the whole, I feel like the Eagles, if they do get a stadium, I feel like it's going to be a dome.
Oh, it'll definitely be a dome. Yeah.
But it has to be a retractable dome, please.
I don't think we're going to get that, though.
Man.
I don't think we're going to get retractable.
I'm going to be so disappointed.
Yeah,
so disappointed.
It would now, be, and it'll be beautiful. I'm sure we'll like going
yeah, it'll
there.
It'll be state of the art. Nobody's not going to not go to a game
right.
or what have you. We're just saying that losing that sort of element and experience to going to the game, it's going to suck for our future kids. Like, we'll have the memories of doing it because we got a chance to experience it. Hell, people don't even realize, but I tell you, I played more in the Vet than I did at the Link. I only played at the Link for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Vet's not even that, or the Link's not that old.
Yeah,
right?
I played at the Vet for 5 years.
Oh, right, because the last game at the Vet was Carolina?
No, Tampa Bay.
Tampa.
Yes,
that's right.
Tampa game.
Yeah.
So, I'm fortunate to have been able to experience that and know what it's like to have the games outside. That Rams game was awesome to be a part of. Just the dome will rob us of that.
Yes.
Will really rob our kids and our grandkids of that experience going forward. I'm sure it'll be state of the art. They'll have other events there. It'll have all the bells and whistles to it. I'm sure of that. It'll be $2 billion, whatever it's going to cost to build it. But if you don't have the outside element to it, it's just not football.
In this city?
Yeah,
this
I just don't care. It's not football.
And I'll even concede the snow games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the argument to that. I don't agree with it. I love our snow moments. I love the Rams game.
Yeah.
I love the snowball against the Lions. But I'll even concede that. Okay, if it's a snowstorm, they can keep the roof closed. It's the non-snowstorm games that I'm talking about. It's the so many games where it's just normal cold.
Right.
Or, you know, it's 38 degrees. Mm-hmm. It just feels like normal football. Don't take that from us.
They'll take the rain away from you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I can kind of do without the rain.
Yeah, I don't like sitting in the rain.
That's part of it, man.
Well, I was at the
mud on you.
I was at
getting mud on you.
Yeah. Well,
You're not playing.
I was talking to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love playing in the rain. Are you kidding
me? Did you like playing in the rain or snow more?
Rain.
Because you were in the game in Miami, right? Wasn't there a game in Miami on a Monday night that rained a crap ton?
Yeah.
And it was, I don't even remember the I just remember it was a famous game for the
early 2000s. Yeah, that was one of the first games like when we started officially taking over other people's stadiums.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. No, And growing up in Ohio and playing at Michigan State, like I'm used to playing in those weather-type games.
Well,
that's all I really know.
The rain game I remember, that Monday night game, the Michael Vick, fantasy point, it rained that entire time.
Mm-hmm.
That was miserable. I hate sitting in the rain. Snow is kind of fun.
We had one in Green Bay, I believe, in 2003. Monday night rain. It was just raining all night. We went up there and beat Brett Favre and Green Bay on a Monday night up there. Close game. I believe Pinkston caught the game winning touchdown late in the game. I believe Pink caught the game winning touchdown.
Yeah.
Late in that game. Just saying, that was one of the games I remember that was
rain.
It just rained the entire game.
One other Cleveland Philly note here, that it is rumored that there's mutual interest between Carson Wentz and the Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
Do you really want the Bronco to have to Cleveland is where, it's never going to work.
Bro, I don't give a damn where he's playing.
You just want him to play.
I need a helmet on, and I need him out there on the field.
Now, listen, he's always been an NFC North quarterback, Spike.
Now, he has.
AFC North, sorry.
Now, they have.
I know what you mean.
Now, Watson's not playing next year. Have they signed anybody else? Trade for
They traded for our guy, Pink.
Right. Pickett. Oh.
Two Gloves.
Can you imagine the battle for starting between Wentz and Two Gloves?
Two Gloves Pickett?
Wow.
Yeah.
The Eagles cast off battle for the starting quarterback of the Browns.
Both Super Bowl champions with the Eagles.
They are. Only one of them actually played the game.
At least Pickett got on the damn field, though, yes.
I would say that Kenny Pickett is more of a Super Bowl winning quarterback than Carson Wentz.
Twitter
would say that.
I would, yeah. Put it up.
But I don't care what they respond. 215-592-9494. Tell the Truth Thursday. Which Super Bowl meant more to you, 17 or this year? Mike in Hamilton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are we?
What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
So listen, I'm old enough to remember the show To Tell the Truth when it was in black and white. And typically, there were three guys on the panel. One was the real guy, and two were imposters. So, of the three of you, which one is the real one, and who's the imposters?
Oh, Ike's the real one.
Yeah.
I'm the imposter.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just happy to be here.
Yep.
Okay. So the Super Bowl that sticks best with me is the 2017 game. I was there, but that's not the real reason why I am in love with that team and that game. I agree with one of your previous callers that they said it was a David and Goliath story, which it was.
It sure was.
Up against Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. But more than that, I think the iconic nature of that game throws me back to 1980 with the Miracle on Ice. The Super Bowl game that we won in 2017 was an absolute miracle. There's absolutely no way that Nick Foles should have beaten the GOAT. Absolutely not. Who'd have thunk it? 41-33 at the end of the day. There were a lot of great plays in that game, and I remember them very vividly. I think of Alshon Jeffrey in the corner catching that touchdown between two defenders. Corey Clement just about in the end zone when he caught that ball.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the Philly special with Nick. That's an iconic thing. And Zach Ertz flying across the end zone and holding onto the ball. Looked like a little bit of a fumble, but he broke the plane, so it was still a touchdown. And then, of course, Brandon Graham's strip sack. You know, I met Brandon Graham before the game on a Saturday night. The Birds were having their closed-door cocktail reception dinner at a restaurant, but I met him in the hallway, shook his hand, and my hand disappeared. What a nice guy. What a gentleman.
He is the best. He is the best.
Absolutely.
Mike, give us somebody with a signature look.
Before I get to that, yeah. One thing I want to share with you, because I don't know if you know the inside story on the Philly special. The Philly team practiced that two nights in a row in a closed ballroom in one of the hotels.
I never heard of this before.
Guarding each one of the doors. Have you heard this?
No.
Okay, so my inside story on this, I got tickets with my buddy. His son was one of the trainers for the game. So he got us tickets to the game.
And you can confirm this? They did this twice?
Say it again?
You can confirm this story, that they practiced in the ballroom?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, this is from the trainer.
Oh.
One of the five trainers on the Eagles team told us this. So the guy that I went with, his son was the trainer. So they practiced this in the ballroom with the doors locked, nobody else in the room, the doors were all guarded, and they practiced the Philly special because of Bill Belichick's reputation. They didn't want anybody.
Wow.
They didn't practice it in the stadium.
That's forward thinking.
Practice.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's pretty forward thinking.
It is. Yeah. Well, exactly. I'm sure they have cameras in that hotel, though, in the ballroom. Well, there's cameras everywhere.
It worked.
It did work.
Anyway, it did.
It did work.
Signature look, I think it goes back to Batman, his mask and the pointed ears.
Now does that count? Now there's a good one. Thank you, Mike. Does it count?
No.
As a signature look, then we're going to get
then we're getting the superheroes.
As a signature look.
Okay, but would you say it can be a fictional character or it can't be a fictional character?
I think we should do people.
I think people.
Okay. Mr. Rogers is real.
He is. Ish. Yeah.
It's real to me, damn it.
Okay, yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. It's got to be a real person. A person with a signature look, not a character from a movie.
Right. I mean, getting into some areas of entertainment that cross with people, yes.
Yes, there's one thing I'm thinking of.
You can get signature looks.
Yes. We won't say it because it'll trigger Jack. But coming up next.
What's triggering me?
Don't worry.
Don't let it go.
All right.
Let it go. It's fine. It's fine. National Plants Warehouse.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Coming up next. The tournament is going on right now. We don't want to remind you. Rather, you just listen to us. But I actually don't have it ranked very high on my list of best, like, playoffs. We'll call it playoffs for lack of a better word.
Playoffs.
I will give you mine next, and we will bat around where the tournament sticks in that list of
professional and college playoffs. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.